Finally today, an update and some thoughts on our military following that shooting yesterday at the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. The shooter has been identified as 34-year-old Ivan Lopez. He killed three people and injured 16 others at the base before taking his own life. Fort Hood, you'll recall, was the scene of another mass shooting in 2009. In that case, an Army psychiatrist killed 13 people, later saying he did it to protect Muslims from U.S. troops overseas. There's no indication that yesterday's shooting had any such motive or any ties to terrorism. That's according to Fort Hood Commander Lieutenant General Mark Milley. He told reporters that it's still too early to know why the attack happened.
Well, we do not know a motive. We do know that this soldier had behavioral health and mental health issues and was being treated for that.
Milley said the soldier was being evaluated for post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Ivan Lopez served 4 months in Iraq in 2011. He apparently reported to Army doctors that he had a traumatic brain injury. Last month, officials say he saw a psychiatrist, but showed no sign of any likely violence, either to himself or others. Recent research has not shown a strong connection between PTSD and acts of violence, but it has shown that PTSD is a significant issue for many soldiers. We were reminded of that yesterday during my interview with former U.S. Army Sergeant Matt Farwell. We weren't talking about PTSD. We simply wanted to get his take on the upcoming presidential election in Afghanistan, where he served 16 months in combat. But the interview with Matt quickly turned into an honest, at times wrenching, description of the traumas of war. I closed the interview by asking Matt how he's holding up.
I am cautiously optimistic, so we're trying to make it through 2014 without going to jail or a mental hospital. So far I haven't been able to do it since 2008, but we're hoping this is the year.
The interview struck a chord, and I want to share now some of the feedback we've gotten from you. One comment about Matt Farwell's testimonial: it takes guts to be a soldier in combat, but it takes a different person to speak openly about what they encountered. Another listener wrote, "What a starkly honest, candid, on-the-ground perspective. I love this guy and his brutal honesty." Jim Stevenson of Los Angeles wrote in to thank us for allowing Matt to express himself and thereby speak for many vets who are now trying to live with similar trauma from our wars overseas. Lorraine Masterson wrote that the interview made her sick because she hasn't been able to prevent men like him from going to war in the first place. Lorraine says, "I felt love and admiration for his strength despite his scars, his own humanity, despite being cynical, still deeply there, deeply himself. Will you thank him for his strength for me? A feeble gift, but all I have to give him besides my prayerful best intentions." Naomi Rosenfeld also wished Matt strength and clarity as he continues his treatment. And just so you know, we passed along your thoughts and words, and former Army Sergeant Matt Farwell says thank you, and he appreciates it. You can always share your thoughts with us at PRI.org. We also rely on our online community of vets to advise us on our ongoing coverage of veteran and military issues. If you're a veteran and want to join our community, just text the word RETURN to 69866. Like Matt, these vets stay in touch with us and offer an invaluable perspective. And that's our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.